I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, February 1. Coming up, IDs to be provided for persons detained during state of public emergency. Acting Chief Justice calls for more investment in technology, and Education Ministry launches guidance counseling policy. The news in detail after the break.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old at the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-5581 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has welcomed the appointment of Justice Brian Sykes as the new Acting Chief Justice of Jamaica. Speaking at the swearing-in ceremony on Thursday, the Prime Minister said Justice Sykes has been recognized for his extraordinary legal insight, noting that his discipline, structure, efficiency, and timeliness recommends him highly to this office.
Today's ceremony is concerned with the traditions and conventions around the handing over of authority, and indeed setting the expectations for the use of such authority. And it obviously demands that we reaffirm the independence of the authority that is now being transitioned.
Prime Minister Holness says the government looked carefully in selecting someone who it thought was not just knowledgeable in judgments, but who will focus on the efficiency of the system. Mr. Sykes was sworn in to act as Chief Justice by Governor General His Excellency Sir Patrick Allen at King's House. In the meantime, Acting Chief Justice Brian Sykes is calling for increased investment in technology to speed up the judicial process. Justice Sykes says one way of ensuring timely delivery of justice is with the use of appropriate and current technology to do electronic filing.
I urge everyone to go onto the website of the Supreme Court, and as part of the question of accountability, there's an executive summary that captures it quite well, and then you can go to the back end of it to see the recommendations and so on. And so it speaks of mislaid files, documents not filed on the appropriate files, and so on. And so this is one of the significant contributors to delays, because whenever the documents are not there, then the case can't be heard and it is pushed back for some further time.
Justice Sykes replaces Justice Zela Makala, who retired on January 31. The government is to assist detainees under the state of public emergency to obtain identification. This in light of the discovery that several detainees being held as part of the operations in St. James are unattached young males with no valid forms of identification.
We have given the instruction that when we have them in detention, that once they can take in their birth certificate, then we will stand the cost of getting them identification. Eventually, they are going to have to be released. Released to do what? So now, when we release them, Mr. Speaker, we should be able to A, properly identify them, get them engaged in a program.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness speaking in the House of Representatives earlier this week. Mr. Holness adds that the social intervention plans will see young males ages 18 to 25 years undergoing a process of rehabilitation where necessary. The Prime Minister adds that a status report will be provided to Parliament containing information on the detained individuals following the report of the Emergency Powers Tribunal. And the Guidance and Counseling Unit in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has launched a policy aimed at improving the performance standards of guidance counselors in schools. The policy sets up a framework around the operations of guidance counselors and a strategy to hold counselors and schools accountable to the expectations of the ministry. Speaking on behalf of Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid at the launch of the policy on Wednesday, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry Dean Roy Bernard said the initiative represents a continuation of efforts to improve governance in schools.
And ensuring that the administrators and teachers are equipped with a policy that prepares and guides them for all areas in life, in the lives of our students. We want our children to know love and care within and beyond the walls of the classroom. We want to help them make sensible, responsible decisions. We want to help them broaden their vision about what they can become.
Mr. Bernard noted that the policy was developed against the context that homes and schools represent training grounds for character building. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.